Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2014. Now, it's time for OAUG Radio. And here's your host, Michael Lauer.
Good afternoon. Things are moving right along here at Oracle Open World 2014 in Moscone West, booth 3131 in beautiful San Francisco, California. I'm having a great time. And joining me on the broadcast today, we have Mr. Ashish Pathak, the Director of Product Management for Oracle. How are you doing, Ashish?
Hey, you're doing good, Mike. Thanks.
Good. So you enjoying the conference?
Yes, absolutely. Extremely busy conference, but
sure.
Enjoying it, yeah.
Have you had any sessions you've had to do? Or
yep, there was a session yesterday, then there was a session earlier today morning. So yeah.
Do you have any coming up, or are you done now?
Sessions are done, but a lot of customer meetings and stuff remaining. So.
But it's nice to have those off your chest, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we're going to grill you on what you talked about in a minute here. But
sure.
Before we do that, I like to kind of talk more about your role within Oracle and what your day-to-day kind of looks like.
Sounds good. So I'm the product manager for e-business suite, manufacturing, and supply chain side, primarily focused on cost management space. So typical day is handling all customer inquiries that come in, working with the sales folks, then charting out plans for some of the products and preparing for milestones, creating some of the documents, some activities on the strategic side where we work with our analysts and target these marketing events on where to present next and kind of putting all that on the roadmap and such.
So speaking of some new products, you have a new solution for the cost management space?
Yep, absolutely. Over the last year or so, we have released a few products in cost management space. A couple of them are built on top of Endeca, another really interesting platform coming up. And then we released two new products on top of the in-memory, which is like a really popular platform these days. So in EBS, these are the only two products that's available currently for customers called in-memory cost management. We have one for discrete industries, and we have another one for process industries.
Okay, so let's back up for a second here, because in-memory is a pretty new thing. So briefly kind of touch on what that means and how that what that means to the customer, right?
Sure. So in-memory means a couple of things. As far as Oracle's in-memory technology is concerned, there's a part of the in-memory that is provided by the hardware, the engineered systems like the Exadata machine, Exalytics, Exalogic, and then on the supercluster side, the M6 boxes. And on the soft side, we have the database that is in-memory option enabled with 12c. So with the latest technology, we have a combination of the two. And that's exactly where we are. It allows us to do a lot of things at really blazing speeds. And that's where in-memory technology kind of comes in and helps us.
Right. So is that the major benefit for customers, or what are some things that customers can look forward to when implementing this in-memory solution?
Right. So the new in-memory application that we built, the in-memory technology helped us do was speed up some of the batch processes and turn them around in literally real time.
Which is a big deal.
Huge deal.
I mean, that's like, for a businessman, that's like, oh, I can do more and be down less? Like, why wouldn't I do this, right?
Yes, absolutely. Great point. So, for example, when we started working on this, we had a sample automotive bill of material, like car manufacturers. We had a sample of about 4,000 cars with about 115 million parts that end up kind of making those cars and about 2 billion cost details. So when you do a cost roll-up, which is like a very ERP term, which means to basically calculate the cost of your finished car from all the individual components that go into it, it used to take us like 58 hours to finish that.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
For one car.
For the whole...
Yeah, for the line.
Right. But that was a challenge. So when we got an opportunity to build something on in-memory, that was among the primary batch processes that came up. And using the in-memory database on running on an Exadata machine, we were able to cut that down to 3 minutes and 26 seconds. That is, yes.
I don't even know what the percentage faster that is, but it's a lot faster.
It is.
Is it kind of like just because it keeps that information in a place where it can easily grab it into the query it and find it?
Yep.
Is that kind of why?
Yep, absolutely. And that's exactly what the technology behind the scene provides. And we on the application side end up using that technology and convert it into benefit for the user. So now that they could run their cost roll up in like literally blazing speeds. We kind of got together with the customers again to figure out what we could do. And the output of that is the in-memory cost management product, which is allowing users to do cost management on the strategic side. Earlier, cost management is looked at a very rundown chore behind the scenes. No one wants to talk about it kind of thing. And most of the users spend up time trying to close books, reconciling their balances with GL balances and such. But this product introduces a space where we had a big gap all the time, and we couldn't do it because we never had that kind of horsepower to turn the results around. So that's what this in-memory cost management does, is allows you to play with simulations. If a cost changes somewhere, what's the impact of that to my entire supply chain, my balances, my order to cash side, going all the way deep into margins and profits and revenue to even allow you to look at your forecast. As in, your sales guys come and say that over the next two quarters, I'll sell so much. And you can extrapolate the change of the cost factor into your forecast and really do really cool stuff on all the profits and margin side.
You mentioned, you glazed over something I really want to hit in on, because I think it's a theme that I've noticed when I've talked to anyone from Oracle. Uh-huh. It's, you said, okay, we have this product, we like it. Now, let's show it to the potential customer and see what they can come up with. Right. So that we can maximize the benefit for them, right? So one of the first things you did was you consulted someone who would use it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's becoming really key on the eBusiness Suite side again as well. And that you highlighted that another thing that I want to talk along in the similar stream is the whole in-memory cost management product. When we started building it out, we built two prototypes. One we built using the browser, like a web browser, and a conventional Java in EBS UI form factor.
Sure.
And then we built another one using spreadsheets. And when we took this to the user base, which is cost management, finance, operations, manufacturing folks, procurement, when they looked at the spreadsheet version, they wanted the spreadsheet version.
So that's what they use, what they do every day.
That's what they do every day, exactly. So we have kind of deviated from conventional UI of EBS to delivering the whole product using spreadsheets. We still use Oracle's internal technology. It's called SmartView, which is more of a Hyperion product, and it works with Essbase out of the box. But we built some components that allowed us to talk with the relational database. So it's really, really slick, yeah.
It sounds like you're excited about it.
I am.
I think it's just cool that how you get the process is that you guys that you do it is so cool.
Thanks.
So you touched on a few different industries that would use mm-hmm. utilize this. And obviously manufacturing is a big one. But what are some other verticals that could really take advantage of this in-memory tool?
The primary verticals that we have seen benefit from this most are all industries that have really deep bill of material, where processes like doing cost roll-up and doing period close and coming up with a cost for the next period takes long time running. Anyone that's in industrial manufacturing, in automotive, in food and beverages, in metals. So some of the early adoption we have seen coming is from industrial manufacturing and metals. But any vertical that struggles with these challenges, it would be a good spot. In addition to that, it just allows the users to do simulation on cost side, which literally transforms the way they can run their business. Right? Earlier, like our VP says, you would give them a task to find out what's the impact of changing a cost. And they would take that as an offline activity, go back in their dens for like a couple of days, if not a week.
Depending on what they're using, yeah.
Depending on what they're using and how long it takes. And then they would come back with the results. And like he says, with this product, you can have the results literally in that meeting. You're sitting for a meeting, doing an S&OP kind of an activity. And
people wonder why cost management was a chore before. Right,
yeah.
And so now, I mean, you're getting the results faster so you can make a business decision faster.
Yep, absolutely.
Which is a huge competitive advantage.
Absolutely, yep.
So in typical convention fashion, right? You come up with something new. You say, this is brand new. And they go, oh, this is so cool. What's next?
Right.
Right? What's next?
Lot of things. So when we look at cost management, there are like three big buckets. First, you need to come and set up a cost for all the activities that you perform. These could be running your machinery. This could be the labor rates that you pay, and these could be the electricity bills and the utility bills that you pay, and cost of carrying the inventory and such. So you come and set up these costs. Once these costs are set up, then your day-to-day transactions start happening, and then the cost management engines take over and they do the whole chore of keeping costs on track. And then the third side is the strategic side, where costs change and you want to figure out the impact and make sure you meet your margins and you set up the correct price and such. So in those three buckets, we had a good footprint in the middle part, where we have a lot of different engines that customers can already use once they set up the cost. And then the part which was missing was the margins and profit analysis, which the current version of in-memory cost management provides. And the other one that we are now working on is the cost planning, which is equally complex. You look at all the expenses you have made, figure out various attribution ways to kind of come down and use different formula to find out exactly how much your lathe machine, for example, is running. If you say for running a lathe machine or a CNC, you charge $80 an hour, does that $80 an hour cover all your cost? I mean, have you taken care of maintenance and depreciation?
Are you losing money every time you do that? Right?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll help you close that loop. So that's the new part that's coming out. And then on the entire e-business side, if you see in manufacturing, there's a couple of other exciting stuff that's coming out. There's a whole yield management that's coming out, which will allow you to monitor your manufacturing line in literally real time, be able to look at the yields coming off the job and react rather than kind of at a later date. Then there's a whole predictive element that we are building. So if you see a quality failure, we would be able to apply some predictive rules and figure out if the quality failed in certain step, it's most likely to fail again later on, and you can take corrective actions like that.
That's cool.
That sounds cool. Yeah,
that's pretty neat.
And then along similar lines, there's a whole large genealogy factor that we are building. If a part fails, you want to figure out how did this part come to be, what went into it, which lot it came from, and things like that.
What went wrong when and where, and how do I fix it?
Yeah, exactly. So there is,
everything business people care about.
Yep, absolutely. And these are the activities which took long.
Sure.
A lot of data needs to be processed. And like some of the CNC machines from where we'll be gathering the data using SCADA interfaces and such, they churn out terabytes of data. And it's not easy to process that kind of data easily, right? And that's where the big data and in-memory solutions come in. And that's on the roadmap. So exciting time
ahead. Exciting stuff. Maybe next year we can really dive into that.
Yep, absolutely.
So before we take off here, I know there's a lot to do and see, and I'm sure you got a lot of people to meet. We're here at Oracle Open World. Mm-hmm. Everyone's really excited. Everyone's really loving it. And I'm asking this question to every Oracle employee I've interviewed.
Right.
What is the big thing, takeaway for you guys that just you really love about being here?
Oh, being at Open World. Meeting customers, of course. Yeah, I mean, meeting customers, doing introducing new products, getting their feedback. In-memory cost management, for one, is like a product that went GA in June this year. We already have a lot of traction. It's a space that we are filling up, which was like a big gap for a long time. But again, it's like a version one, and we are getting feedback in terms of what we should add to it and kind of building our roadmap from there. So events like this, meeting with the customers, it kind of helps us also keep our product line on track, help build milestones for our internal projects and such.
I swear they train you to say that before you guys come out here, because every single person has said the same thing, you know, meeting with customers, finding out what they like, what they don't like, and how we can adapt to serve them better.
Right.
And that's really cool to see a big company do that.
Yep, absolutely. Pleasure.
Well, Ashish, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go experience everything and have fun at Aerosmith tonight.
Right. Thanks, Mike. I see if I can get a pass and get in there.
All right. I'm Michael Lau here at Oracle Open World 2014. We'll see you in a little bit.